This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Based on lives we live in, things not times we live in, could be rolling with the thug, and touching with the street scrub, looking for some love in every club. Let the liquor help you get up on it. Bumping the walls and the walls, addicted to the fast life.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You impressed by the money we make.
You know, you get your 5:30 Creed, your 3:30 Country, maybe.
Black celebrity.
And your 2:30 Tupac.
You're going to get back in on that album.
I'm already back in on it. Yeah. You brought me back. You did. I hadn't listened to all these songs in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm usually...
Had a miss yesterday.
Ambitions of a Rider.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I'm normally on that one. Now, these are the good ones. You see what's going on between Snoop and Daz right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you see that?
I didn't know Daz was still alive. I didn't know Daz was still alive. I looked at the video. I was like, oh, Daz's fat now. He's old.
That's true, yep. Yes. Yeah.
But in my mind, he was still
Daz.
23 years old. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food, spirits as well. The Twitter question is this, and this is our main question today. Is this just a Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles, or do you believe there are deeper issues? So the question, Super Bowl hangover or deeper issues, where do you think the poll is at?
It's a tough one. That safe space is Super Bowl hangover. So I think the majority will be there. Let's go 58% say Super Bowl hangover.
55.3% deeper issues.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not what know do, this one.
Yeah. So what do people think the deeper issue is? Like, is it the AJ Jalen thing?
Yeah, I think that's what they believe in. Because those to me are the only real.
Well, and
I mean, unless you're thinking coordinator or something.
Yeah, I mean, I think they think Petullo, but like.
Right.
That, to me, somebody wouldn't say there's a deep issue if they think the offensive coordinator isn't good. You know, like, I think maybe it's just a combination of everything.
I don't think the OC is a bigger issue than the other stuff.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, even if you don't, and I like Kevin Petullo, but even if you don't like him, I don't see how you can see that as a bigger issue than the other things.
No, because if you wanted to, you could just change that. You can't change. It's a much bigger conversation. Yeah. The personnel thing is a much bigger conversation than the coaches.
And let's be honest, the whole quarterback receiver thing has been going on since 2023.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. We ignored it last year. Saquon was a great distraction. We won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But it was still there.
Well, I mean, the BG week was.
Yes. We forget about that.
Yeah, yes. that happened last year. Yeah. We forget that. Last year, we just looked back. We're like, yeah, we rolled. Over
it was a great
everybody.
Year.
Yeah, it's great. So we got the breaking news yesterday that Darius Slay was claimed by the Bills. However, Darius Slay has informed the Bills, this is per Adam Schefter and everybody, that he ain't going to Buffalo. So you can put a claim in on somebody. You can't force him to play.
Right.
So the question now is, do the Buffalo Bills release the claim on Darius Slay and let him go where he wants? Because, John Clark said, a bunch of people said the Eagles also put in a claim.
Yeah.
So the way it works is it goes by record in reverse order. The Bills have a worse record, so they have the opportunity to make the claim first.
I think they're a spot right ahead of the Eagles.
Oh, really?
I think that's where they were in the waiver wire.
They're like 8-4, right? Or 7-5?
I think they're 8-4 now.
8-4, yeah. But they are ahead of the Eagles. They were one or two spots ahead of the Eagles. Yeah.
And that's why. So, yeah. They can't, you know, if this was before the deadline, they could claim him and trade him maybe or something.
Right.
But at this point, it would just have to be the Bills saying, well, we're not going to pay your salary, we're not going to dare you not to come to.
Yeah.
That would be I think he just ends up on the
Eagles. Yeah, it sucks. I mean, like, if you're, I'm just saying, if I were the Eagles and I claimed a player who didn't want to be here, I wouldn't want the Eagles to force the guy to be here.
Yes.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to be here, then move on. You know what I'm saying? What benefit is it to me to bring somebody in who wants to be somewhere else and doesn't really want to be here?
It just sucks for the Bills. There's this whole waiver system.
I agree.
And they put in the claim, and then they just don't get him. But
now, the Eagles do play the Bills later in the year.
Yeah.
Do they just hold him? And then,
I mean, they could. They could be petty. They could.
Yeah.
And then just find him every day, doesn't come to work and all that. But they want to win a Super Bowl, too. Do you really want that?
And do you want that distraction?
Just to win one game in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
For a guy that wasn't even playing on the Steelers?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but then the other Eagles news that happened today is Jalen Carter is out Monday. The first report
That's actually bigger news.
Yes. Well, and it's not just out Monday. So the first report was that he had surgery on both shoulders. Then that verbiage was changed to procedure on both shoulders, but that he is focused on being healthy for the playoffs. So now he is week to week. They didn't put him on IR. He'd have to miss 4 weeks, I guess, if he's on IR.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like we're getting Jalen Carter back this week or next week. I mean, that would be my guess looking at the reports. That's huge.
Yeah. And it may, offer us a little bit of an explanation as to why he hasn't been as effective this year.
Oh, for sure.
Consistently as we are accustomed to watching him play. And he had the procedure, this offseason at some point? And if it's still not fully healed to where it's still bothering him, wouldn't surprise me if there's another procedure somewhere down the road in the offseason or what have you to correct this, because he clearly has not been himself all year long. He's gonna try to give it some rest to see if that helps him out and see if he can get through the stretch run, because he's gone through 12 weeks with it bothering him.
Yeah. And Baldy even said when he looked at the tape, where was Jalen Carter?
Oh, no doubt. That clearly, and I watched it too, that may have been not just for Jalen, but for the D-line in general. I haven't seen the D-line pushed around the way they were pushed around Friday in a long time around here.
Well, we're also going to see how good everybody else is. That's on Monday night, because without Jalen Carter there,
he makes a difference.
You know, the Moro Ojemos, the Jalen Phillips, Jordan Davis, it's on them.
Yep.
Nick Kostos joins us in about 5 minutes. Talk about tonight's game, which is a fun one to bet and a fun one to watch. 215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester, you're on WIP. Hey, Shy.
What's up? It's good to get in pretty early today.
Yeah. What am I wrong about today, Shy?
No, that's not what I'm here to do.
Okay,
I'm not here to always
disagree.
I feel like that's like the motive that I always catch here. I always disagree with Spike, which I do.
Okay,
but not today.
Okay.
No, this isn't a Super Bowl hangover. I think there's like serious problems going on within the organization. I'm halfway through the Hard Knocks episode, but from what I've heard, Jalen and AJ do get along. So that's
no, that's not in the episode at all. So
no,
yeah, sorry, sorry to. I mean, AJ's barely in the episode. If
yeah,
I
this
remember.
Wasn't the episode that was focused on
there,
AJ.
Now there was an 8-second conversation between Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts, so you could go and make yourself feel better on that one. But
I mean, I feel like Devontae's like a quiet little mouse, though. He doesn't really say anything.
He was actually the one that went up to Jalen, you know, to talk about the miscommunication.
Oh, yeah.
He did,
But anyway, no, Jalen's not playing that well this year. I feel like that's obvious. Number one, you have a faulty offensive coordinator that's not doing a very good job, and it's not all his fault, which I've been pretty vocal about on here, I feel like. And, you know, Saquon, again, not having a good year. I feel like he just dances in the backfield. Maybe we didn't notice it as much last year. You don't have Mekhi Becton. Tyler Steen's playing. Mm-hmm. But overall, I think it boils down to problems that are much worse than we think. And I don't think Sirianni's doing a good job either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah. It's hard to say anybody's doing a good job at this point. Vic Fangio doing a pretty good job, you know.
Yeah, we lost for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's tough. And what will be even more difficult for them, and they know better than we do, is diagnosing which of these things are things that they feel they can address by not making changes, and which because the Petullo thing, just let it go for this year.
They're not going to do anything with him this year.
And even if there was, what's the solution? There's nobody there. There's nobody there that we feel confident in that is a real play caller. So just putting that to the side, that they're at least for this season, their big question will be which of these things, you know, we feel like Cam Jurgens will be healthy next year, Landon Dickerson will be healthy next year. Those things resolve themselves. But the other things, whether the coach's voice is being received the same way, whether the quarterback and receiver thing is tenable, whether the quarterback can be the player that they want him to be. These are all bigger questions that they're going to have to figure out how they resolve for next year.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about his house being egged, though? I feel
it sucks.
Like that's stupid.
I feel like. And I listen.
Yeah.
I used to egg people. I think it's hilarious, but a play caller, I mean, he's not on the field.
Well, and not when, when we're all kids doing stupid stuff on Mischief Night, that's one thing. When he already has that sort, when he's already in the eye of the storm, and understanding that his family is going through, forgetting about the eggs, his family is going through all of a sudden your husband, your dad, is the one guy that everybody is talking about as doing a bad job. You're already on alert. And then all of a sudden, one night, you hear noises from outside and there's people throwing things at your house. It is not only, it's like disgraceful to me, honestly, because of what, and he said it yesterday, it's over the line because it's his family. It's not just yelling at him when he's walking into the grocery store, hey, call a better offense, whatever.
Yeah, he's built for that.
Yeah.
He's built for that. He's been around this business enough to, he can accept criticism. It's when you're intruding the privacy of his home and his family, you know, whether it's just eggs or what have you, who knows what they thought it was in the heat of the moment. You don't know it's eggs or whatever. You just got people throwing stuff at your house and you don't know if you're under attack. Like it's just way over the line. It's actually embarrassing, quite frankly, as an Eagles fan. It's embarrassing. I know you don't want a small portion to cast this spell over all of us as Eagles fans. I get that. But it does.
Sure.
Because when the story gets talked about nationally, they're talking about Eagles fans.
Well, and just like if an Eagles fan does something great and charitable, that gets blown up too.
Yep.
You know, that's only one person. So I just think about if it were my wife at home, and I'm certainly, you know, people get mad at me, I would feel terrible. So, Shai, give us somebody who's still got it for next question today.
Someone else earlier on the phone with Jack, I'm going to change it. Cheryl Hines.
Ooh, the dancer.
No, Larry David's wife
from Curb.
Oh, RFK's wife.
RFK's wife.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the call, Sean.
Interesting time there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
Yes.
Once upon a time.
She does it still have. I don't know
if she does it for me anymore. Hey, what?
Sure.
Once upon a time, Cheryl was. I don't know if it's because of Larry David or what, but standing next to him, it made her look certainly different. Yes. Yes. I was a big Cheryl fan. Yeah.
Joining us now for a special Thursday appearance. That is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. You can check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff. Sunday's 11-1 leading you off to kickoff on the BetMGM Network. What up, Costos?
Selma Hayek is 59. Just wanted to present that to you guys.
Yes, she was mentioned. She was mentioned earlier. She was a she is a good one.
Great. She's a good one. She's the first ballot Hall of Famer of Still Got It. I came in on that late, but Selma Hayek, I think, is like the Tom Brady of what we're talking about.
Now your hair looking better today than it looked yesterday. I did see an image. You sort of had like an Andre Drummond thing going on where it was almost low in the middle and sort of out, or almost like a Princess Leia sort of thing going on. It wasn't your best. What's that?
It was horrific. Listen, you know, like the wind is raging here in New York, like I'm sure it is in Philadelphia. And sometimes even the best of hairspray can lose to Mother Nature, which it did. So I went to the salon today because I go to a salon, not a barber shop, because I'm extremely bougie. And and I got my hair cut.
Looks
my
good, trim, man.
So feel
looks
like I look a little better today.
Yeah, looks good. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Bad day yesterday.
Yeah. And you admitted it. You know, you're out front with it, and I thought that was important for you.
I look like a slob. I look like an ugly ass. I had to admit it, of course. I look like an idiot. You can't ignore the elephant in the room when you look that bad.
So, Costos, we have a big Thursday night game tonight. The Cowboys, who have completely revived their season, and the Lions, who are fighting for those. You have any strong thoughts on tonight? What's the line tonight?
Well, we are now. So, we're basically in between 3 and 3.5. So, the number is currently 3.5. Juice towards Dallas. The number has been 3 points this week, juice towards Detroit. So we're basically operating there. What I would say to people is, no matter what I'm about to say, whatever your opinion is of the game, give yourself the best chance to win. If you like Detroit, lay 3. If you like Dallas, try and bet a 3.5. Give yourself the best chance to win, regardless of who I like to win the game, whoever you like it is to win the game. As far as I'm concerned, I think the Heat's going to get turned up on the Eagles a little bit. I actually think Dallas is the better team right now overall than Detroit.
Wow.
And I think that this game, guys, and the Sunday night game with Kansas City and Houston mirror each other a little bit, because I think you can make a realistic case right now that the two road underdogs in those games, Houston on Sunday night, Dallas tonight, are both better at this exact moment in time than the home favorites that they're playing in Kansas City on Sunday night and Detroit tonight, where we are not expecting Amon-Ra St. Brown to play tonight, being called a game-time decision. He's not listed in any prop markets. Feels like he's not going to play. Sam LaPorta is out for the season. The interior of the offensive line in Detroit is so bad that they tried to bring Frank Ragnow back, who retired before the season, and then he failed his physical.
Yeah.
Like, not good when the interior of Dallas's offensive line is the best it's been all season. I want to know how Detroit is going to stop Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens from throwing for 300 yards, absolutely going off in this game. Now, the way that Detroit can win, and I have in three of Detroit's recent losses, Green Bay, Philly, and Kansas City. And the Eagles fans will remember. The Lions went 0 for 5 on fourth down in that game.
Yeah.
0 for 2 against Green Bay on Thanksgiving, 0 for 2 against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. If Dan Campbell rolls the dice, and you know he will, and they convert those fourth downs, Detroit can win the game. Otherwise, I think this game is Dallas's for the taking. I think Dallas will win. I bet the Dallas Cowboys to cover.
Well, and just thinking about the fact that the Lions are at home and they are only a 3-point favorite over the Cowboys. If you had, you know, a month ago, if you had told me that was the line, I would have been shocked. But the Cowboys are playing good football. So just to
and
jump.
And Detroit's not healthy, to be fair, as well.
Yeah, for sure. And the guy that they failed the physical on said he had a grade 3 hamstring strain. How do you even walk into a physical? Yeah.
Yes. Like I could be. I mean, look, I don't have an athletic bone in my body. I think I would know if I had a grade 3 hamstring strain.
Yeah.
How is it possible that Frank Ragnow didn't know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, do you know you can barely walk?
As a lineman, too.
Yes.
Like, yeah, seriously. How do you not know?
Yeah. So to jump to the Eagles, a 2.5-point road favorite on Monday night at the Chargers. Now, you have, I'm wondering if your faith in the cover Eagles cover, thing that you had sworn to has been shaken at all.
Yeah, I think I may have to turn to atheism here as far as this is concerned. I'm quite. I think, like, when we die, that's just it. It's just instead of Kelly Green, you fade to black. I'm a little concerned here. Jalen Carter being ruled out and being called week to week does certainly not help my confidence here. I think the thing that's going to help the Eagles, I am not expecting Justin Herbert to play. Now, I'm not reporting anything. I have no zero. I would tell you if I had some information. I still wouldn't present it as fact. I have no info here. This is my opinion. He broke his hand. It's still broken. He just had surgery to stabilize it. I can't imagine they're going to put him out there on Monday night, where if he really gets hurt, then they don't have him potentially for the playoffs. Now, maybe it will be Herbert. I think it'll probably be Trey Lance. And if that's the case, the Eagles absolutely better win this game. Absolutely have to win. If Herbert plays, I'm very concerned. I don't want to say that I would bet the Chargers, but I think at this point I need to be on the sidelines for a couple Eagles games here until the offense does a little something.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, the defense kind of got the clown suit put on them by the Bears and Ben Johnson on Black Friday.
Yeah.
I think that I need to lay off this game, bet it, and just root for the Eagles to win, because I would like them, obviously, to get back to the Super Bowl so I could win some bets. I'm very nervous. I would say, if I'm at DEFCON 1 for the Chiefs, I might be at DEFCON 2 right now for the Philadelphia Eagles. Because if they lose and if Dallas wins, obviously the NFC East is now in question.
Yeah. Does the line being, the Eagles being a 2.5-point favorite on the road, does that sort of inform the don't think Herbert's going to play? Or is that sort of, is that not built in at all? Is, like, if Herbert, let's say they said, if Herbert wasn't injured, what do you think the line is?
Well, this is what we call, Spike, and I think I've talked about this on the show before, and if not, I apologize, an in-between number, right?
Yeah.
And we see this in the NBA sometimes, right? Where, let's say, and, like, I actually always use this example, where, you know, if you listen to my show enough, or if you bet enough, you should be trained to know, right? Where, like, let's say the Sixers and Joel Embiid's heyday. They're playing at home against, like, a middling team, and they're a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
You should know without looking that Joel Embiid's not playing, right?
Yep.
You should just know that, because if you were playing, you'd be 8.5.
Yep.
If you looked and the number were 5.5, you should know Joel Embiid is a game time decision, right? That's an in-between number. This is an in-between number for me. Because if Justin Herbert's ruled out and Trey Lance is the quarterback, the Eagles are definitely favored by more than 3. Like, definitely. And there will be more Eagles fans in attendance on Monday night than Chargers fans. Like, there are no Chargers fans. Eagles will have home field advantage in the game.
Yeah.
So Eagles definitely favored by more than 3. If Trey Lance plays. So I think this number is kind of like, like the odds maker saying, we don't really know what to do. So we're going to put something up in the middle to try and draw action on both sides before the information comes out. I don't know if there's anything to be gleaned from the current number.
If so we got time for a prop or two for the weekend, maybe even tonight. Do you have any props you like? Because you are a prop guy.
Yeah, I will go with, I do like Jameson Williams tonight. I don't know if I love it. We need to make sure Amon-Ra St. Brown is out. His receiving yards prompt is 83.5. He went off on Thanksgiving to the Packers once Amon-Ra St. Brown went out because he's really like, this one other reason why I like Dallas, because with St. Brown out and with Sam LaPorta out, it's Jameson Williams and Isaac Tesla, and we did own the libs on Thanksgiving when Isaac Tesla scored a touchdown.
We did, yeah.
And it was always great to own the libs. And yeah. Tom Kennedy, like Mr.
That's
Kennedy.
Twice.
It's not great, man. Like, it's not. And I think they're going to have to get J-Mo going here. I need Amon-Ra St. Brown out before I make that bet, but I'm looking to take a shot at J-Mo tonight. Jameson Williams over receiving yards if Amon-Ra St. Brown does not play. Cheap plug for my show. In the final segment of the show, which you can watch on Twitter if you're too lazy to go on YouTube, Twitch, the Odyssey app, or radio stations nationwide, you bet on Twitter, final hour broadcast there. We'll have my full prop card at about 6:53 Eastern time.
All right, dude. Well, thank you as always, Kostos. Again, your hair looks fantastic today. I really appreciate you addressing it. You're an accountability guy, which I think really matters.
Yeah, unlike your football team.
Oh, they are not accountable. They are not.
Now listen.
I was okay when you was making money off of them all year. Now you lose a couple games. Yeah. Now you're back to being
sharp
a Giants guy.
Watch how they change sides.
Yep.
look. The Giants have set the gold standard for pathetic football and lack of accountability. So the Eagles have to drop about 10 rungs to get to the Giants level. I say this because I care.
Yeah.
I'm going to make money if the Eagles do well. Like, they need to stop. Like, I saw the clip from the Hard Knocks when Jalen Hurts took the blame for missing Devontae Smith on that slant that would have been a touchdown at the beginning of the game. I like that from Jalen Hurts. Now we need the rest of the team to show some accountability.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. You're falling for a
fake four-second clip.
Yeah. It was real.
He knew he was Mike.
Yeah, he knew he was Mike.
All right. All right, Kostos. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Are you suggesting that Hurts is, like, making it up or no?
No, I'm saying he knows he's mic'd up. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wishing everyone many best, the absolute very best of luck. Also, the Ben Simmons thing that you brought up the other day, Spike, was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's over.
Goodbye. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to debate that with him. I'm happy to.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah. That was host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Now I want to argue with him on the Ben Simmons thing. I made a very good point. Made a lot of good points. I made a lot of good points.
Are you giving yourself a self-five right now?
Let's say yes. There it is.
Self-five.
Self-five. There it is.
I didn't know that's what you were doing.
215-592-9494 is what's going on with the Eagles this year. Just a Super Bowl hangover, or is there something worse going on? We will actually ask that to Shil Kapadia next of The Ringer. He joins us then. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, at Elite Acura, they're part of your neighborhood. And because you're a neighbor, a friend, family, you should expect more from your Acura buying experience, like more value on precision performance and cutting-edge Acura technology, more top-notch service from local certified experts with over 200 years of combined experience, and more selection across the full Acura lineup. Shop new and used luxury sedans where sleek styles meets power and convenience, or shop bold yet refined SUVs all designed to elevate your driving experience. Discover exhilarating performance and innovation that only Acura can deliver at Elite Acura. Stop by the showroom today along Route 73 North, or shop online at EliteAcura.com and see what more they can do for you. And when you do, don't forget to tell them Ike sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.